Blog this Talk is a Radio.
America health crisis.
Hello?
American Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young, and Dr. Fadumo Adol will be joining us along with Selena Lindsay. Anyway, this is Paulette Young, and we'll be talking. Our hot topic tonight is spanking children can cause mental illness. So, physically punishing your child may cause mental disorders, and punishment is strongly opposed by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Physical punishment such as hitting, slapping, pushing, grabbing may cause mental disorders. Physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, neglect or exposure to intimate partner violence is known to cause mental disorders. How can a parent use nonviolent approach to discipline their child? So that's the topic we're going to be talking about tonight. I know it's very controversial, but this is the month of May, and nationally it's the Mental Health Month for us here in North America. So physically punishing your child can cause problems and disorders, such as, you know, as I already have mentioned, the hitting, and then some of the physical abuse can be a problem. A lot of time parents aren't aware of that. A lot of time we practice whatever was practiced on us, really not understanding. And there are ways to discipline your child, and they turn out better. Because one of the things that can happen from doing that type of thing is it's associated with drinking, drugs, and other complications from this happening to the child, because the psychological part, a lot of time people don't pay attention to, or you don't understand it. So we're going to give you somewhat of understanding on this program today. Okay, Dr. Adol, did you want to go ahead and start talking, or you want me to keep talking?
Go ahead. Or maybe Selene, she can go before me. That's okay. Go ahead.
All right. Well, then I was just going to mention some of the things that we can do instead of hitting the kids. They suggest that, you know, having some restrictions, but even that cannot be done in excess, because then it loses its flavor, so to speak, if it's done in excess. If you see the child still doing the same thing over and over and over again, that's telling you right there it's not working. So because if it's repeat over and over again and now you're going to restrict them even longer, it can reach a point where they don't even feel, and that's not good either. To not discipline at all is not good either, because our jails here is full of children when they were adults, when they were kids, or when the early development should have taken place, and discipline in a healthy way didn't happen. So to neglect a child is not good either, but to be able to do something and be consistent with, if your no's mean no's, it can't be you say no and then it's a maybe and you do nothing, but slapping them and hitting them, that's not helping them anyway. And not only just the physical abuse, but the emotional side, if you're doing different things that are not healthy, that's not good, or being negative or using negative terminology or making a mockery of them. That's all emotionally, mentally damaging, and it can have a long-term effect. It's almost like Martin Luther King used nonviolent form of discipline. And they said parents should start use both rewards and restrictions. So many years before they become a teenager, you need to do that. But if you're waiting for them to hit the teen years, it's going to be far worse if you didn't do something in the early stages while they are at the elementary level. You want to encourage them, strengthen them. You have concerns during the teenage years. Allow children of any age to continually break important rules without being disciplined is not good either. It can have a long-term effect, or it can cost them their life if you're not doing anything. So discipline is important. Inappropriate discipline should not be. They should be able to still use the nonviolent. I know growing up as a child, my dad didn't believe in all the hitting and stuff, and he did use more of the nonviolent. You did get restrictions, and he was consistent in that area with all four of us, because it was four kids. And I'm kind of glad. I don't know if he read about child development, but he just didn't believe. He was beat as a child, and he felt that was not necessary. You didn't have to beat a child, slap a child, hit them to be in submission or to get them to follow the rules. And he was right, because we did follow his rules. We didn't turn out to be bad kids at all. So I'm for the non-discipline. Okay, on the honest side, how did I do my children? Well, that's another story. They did get some form of physical discipline, but it wasn't abusive. But according to the Academy of Pediatrics, they're just saying that none of that is necessary. But I think a lot of it has to do with we don't know what else to do. There was no, showing or telling, and all you had is your example. I did have my father's example of not, hitting, but I wasn't in favor of no hitting because I didn't understand it. So my kids did get somewhat, but the excessive force all the time, no, and they didn't turn out to be bad either. But what about there are kids, it's not that they turn out to be bad kids, but you end up with some type of mental health problem because of it. And so I think you have to have discipline, but it doesn't have to be a physical force type discipline at all. So You can go ahead and talk anytime. Go ahead if you want to interject, Dr. Dahl.
Yeah, I would say like and mental illness is really a brain disease. You know, it causes like maybe structural abnormality, like for example, hitting in the head, especially, you know, like can cause like damaging some cell, like some area, the frontal area, because topographically the brain is divided in the thinking area, in the concentration area, and in the processing of the thoughts and all this stuff. You're punishing your child, you're causing like a stressful life, and that and will contribute a lot. Even though the study they show that they say an intrauterine life, it can start like in the brain development, you know, like some cells they don't immigrate into the cortical area where mostly all of the function of thought is happening, you know, like or maybe some cells are damaged lesion, you know. So in that case, maybe children, some of them, you know, like when you see certain behavior, you know, like instead like thinking, yeah, okay, I'm going to discipline, I'm going to punish them. Find out and understand, or maybe sometimes 2 year, 3 year old, you know, like for example, having like attention deficit disorder, hyperactivity, all this stuff, is caused from something. For example, lately what they study, they say like a COMT, like COMT, which is a catecholamine and O-methyltransferase, which is an enzyme that causes like a it's the gene, like a code is like a help is like to degrade like neurotransmitters like the dopamine and norepinephrine, epinephrine, all this stuff, you know, like maybe they are having already difficult, but the child is developing, and maybe it might never show if you like the child's life is smooth, you know, like everything is okay, you know, like when they act certain way, you know, like if you just try to make them understand, and even if they are little 2 years old, you still can talk to them, and you know, like and you can explain. They absorb everything, you know, like instead of just hitting or punishing or doing, and that actually, you know, like and in early age, you know, like they develop mental illness, you know, like maybe it would be like hitting, you know, like until or never would show, you know, like but. You're doing this, and then you're causing, like, more problem. And if you see your child is not behaving good, and then it's better to look to the professional help, you know, like a counseling or something, and studying the child, what is wrong, what is doing, you know, like, in that way will be better way, you know, like, and at the same time, you know, like, in certain points, as you said, I agree with you to discipline the children, but there is a good manners and good ways to discipline your children without causing them stressful life.
And I know if sometime having worked in the hospital also where we have children come in and a parent slap them in the face and it caused hearing loss.
That's an eighth nerve is the hearing nerve. It's in the ear. If you slap in the ear and then you're damaging and that nerve, it can cause also imbalance, you know, like not only because the eighth nerve is the one that like and that's why you're hearing, because if you lesion that one and you have a hearing loss, you see it depends which center you damage, you know, like and this center example for the frontal area in the forehead of the head is where you like and process your thoughts and your concentration, all these things. And if you hit from that area and then you lesion those cells, and then there the child will be normal, so you cause it a problem. Is it break?
Okay.
So you're causing some problem in a different way. And also, you know, like a mental illness is also is a thought disorder. Even there is a biological or anatomically, you know, like a, and the people, they say, like, for example, the popular belief, you know, like, and when they say or cultural thing, they say, like, and have a self-discipline or discipline, and your children, you have to adopt a positive way. This is unfair. This is unfair way because, you know, like, it's just like because this person, this child, he's having a disorder, he's having a disease. It's just like you asking somebody who has a broken leg and you asking run in marathon, you know, like it's impossible, you know, like there's no way because they're having a disorder. And then it's better to understand that and study that and take to the, you know, like the professional people who deal with this disorder and then find out you don't have nothing to lose. Then it's just like a, you know, like a behavioral problem. Maybe they consult him and or her, whatever it is, and that will be great.
Yeah, they said
you know,
too,
like,
with that hitting and slapping and things of that nature or using wrong words, it interferes with their socialization skills. They tend not to be able to socialize properly or connect with other children because of it.
Yeah.
We're going to go to just about a three-minute break right now, commercial break, and then we'll be back on the air.
Okay.
I am a mother.
I am an entrepreneur.
I'm a journalist.
I am a singer.
A businesswoman.
I am an artist.
An educator.
A sister.
An advocate.
A leader.
A queen.
I am a friend.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am one of more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S.
We are not alone.
Let's stop HIV together.
Get the facts. Get tested. Get involved.
Again, with HIV, as I often mention on all my programs, we're at 50% of all new cases is below age 25 here in the United States or North America. The numbers, and globally, we're at 40%. And the testing procedure, you need to take two tests. The one that's an antibody test, that's the standard one they give everyone. And you must have the second one also, the RNA, the ribonucleic acid, so that you'll know your status, whether you have HIV or not, within 9 to 11 days instead of the 3 months, 6 months, and waiting for a full year and having all the retesting. So if you have both together, the way American Red Cross does, the way the U.S. Armed Forces does, and the way they test a mother if she's pregnant and she has getting ready to have a, or even before the baby's born, they run both tests because they can treat the unborn baby inside the womb, and no child will be born with HIV. All right, we're talking about this is American health crisis, and we're talking about spanking children can cause mental illness. The number to call in, 858-769-4936, press 1 if you want to be on the air. Dr. Adult's on the air. She's a pediatrician, and that's what we're talking about is spanking. Okay. Did you want to go ahead and talk some more?
Me?
You can go ahead and finish.
Yeah.
Selena's not on the air.
So, the researcher, they are showing, brain dysfunctional, you know, and as I said, different area of the brain, as you said, somebody's loved their child and they lost, and this, and neurological, and also psychologically, you know, because you're putting in a stress into your child, you know, and for that reason, you know, and the child may develop earlier, you know, and signs and symptoms of mental illness. And it's good to be aware also, you know, these signs and symptoms. Maybe they might lose the concentration. You tell something right away, they forgot. Or maybe, you know, they can stop, doing things. Or if they are in school age, you know, the teachers can find. There are not only mental illness, but there are so many and disorders like attention deficit disorder, hyperactivity, and personality disorder. All these things, we pay attention and, you know, and we spend enough time just in a state of discipline or punishing, then we will find some more, you know, because brain disease is a biological. Now the study is showing already in the cell, they immigrate from the center to the peripheral, in the cortical, and sometimes those cells, they stay there, they don't immigrate, and this means the brain is not developing properly. And then if you add like a punishing, like a spanking or hitting, and just only like a, you're causing more problem, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, in any way, we have to be... Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Go ahead, hon.
We're going to, because we got about a little under 10 minutes left on the air, and I want to focus on some of the ways that parents can
mm-hmm.
reinforce positive behavior, because children
that are
hit a lot, they normally hit others. And one of the things that the American American Academy of Pediatrics said, use plenty of positive and encouraging words with your child. Try to avoid using like sarcasm or mockery, and get rid of put down from the words you use as a parent. And then they said also, children often don't understand your purpose, and if they do, these messages create negative ways of talking and connecting with each other. And then
they call that, in ethics, a social learning. You know, like whatever you do, that's what your child is learning from you. If you hear them, they in the future, that same thing they would do. Instead of that, it's better like to pay close attention. You know, again, spend more time, because after all, you brought this child to the world. You know, like and you have to take care in a proper way. You know, like so the way that being raised, as you said, you know, is totally different. And then nowadays, you know, like most of us, we survived. You know, like just like by chance or something. You know, like but you know, like more like the time passing, we're learning more and we're discovering more. And the child that like grows like as you said, like using sarcastic word or negative word or like a bad word, you know, like you just like teaching a bad thing, you know, like
instead
of
hug them and
show affection, you know, like they are a human being, you know, like and they even understand the child always they like more, and the caregiver than any stranger person, you know, like even when they are as young like 6-9 months old, they call like a they call like a stranger anxiety when they see people unfamiliar and faces that are unfamiliar, you know, like they bubble and they get upset, you know, like all this stuff. But when the caregiver is a very nice person and a very caring, they are always attached to them, you know, like
yes,
also the mother is when
my kids had one babysitter that's always paid attention to them.
Yeah.
She never hit them, but
she
hit her own child. And then my children didn't want to go back over there. She never touched them, but the emotional part of seeing another child being hit or beat was too much for my children to look at. And I wanted to just point out a few more things that the American Academy of Pediatrics had mentioned. And like you have said, make an extra effort to say a good example. To set a good example,
how to connect
and talk with other people at home and in public.
Yeah.
Use words they said like "I'm sorry," "please," "thank you," and they said respond promptly and lovingly to your child's physical and emotional needs.
Emotional,
be available to listen to them when they want to talk with you. Even they said even if it's not the best time for you, ask your child how was your day. Listen to their answers. When your child is angry, grouchy, or in a bad mood, they say give them a quick hug, cuddle them, pat, secretly nod or other signs of affection that they'll respond to. Then consider talking with them about the event when they're feeling better. Because sometimes they said the child may not want to talk, but when they're ready to talk, you know, because you can say what's bothering you. Maybe they don't want to say anything right then. But eventually, because they know you're showing that interest to them, and they know you're going to listen to them, they said plan. They said make plans to spend time alone with your child or teen, doing something that they enjoyed on a regular basis. Encourage the child to be active by going on walks, bicycle riding, or playing ball with them. Because, as I know too. We're in a age of They stay stuck on video games, on DVD players, on television. They have all these gadgets, and that's having a tremendous effect on their socialization skill, and it also sets up for mental illness again.
Yes, I agree with you. And then the other thing, you know, like the breastfeeding is a very good thing because you're building a close relationship, you know, and the mother, when she's feeding her baby and looking his face and touching, you know, like even children when they are sick and they are in hospital or they are premature, it's better that the mom come and touches, you know, like and come close. Mm-hmm. Even just as young, like that, just born baby, even, you know, like that also affected in their brain, you know, like that affection, you know, like and it will have a positive impact on them, you know, like then, you know, like when the baby is crying and you just get nervous and, you know, like some people even they do like a shaking baby, you know, like and then causing hemorrhaging into their brain and that cause disability forever, even in this, you know. Mm-hmm. So some parents, they can't even tolerate like their child's crying instead of like a counseling and finding out what's wrong, you know, like and even it causes you to stay up all night. This is your child you brought into this world, you know, like and all this, you know, like will have a positive impact to the and child's life early or later in life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we should be careful.
And to me, you know, I'm not in favor of, you know, a couple, they'll have a new home, or it doesn't have to be a new home, but they'll have this special place for the baby, way away from everything else. As far as I'm concerned, and maybe I could be wrong, I call that child neglect when they're too far away from. They can't hear you. They've been in the mother's womb for 9 months, and now solitude in a room
and
by itself. For me, I see that as so inhumane. And then I often wonder, does SIDS death contribute to that? That isolation, that beautiful nursery for who? What, to show off? It sure ain't for the baby. The baby's used to hearing the mother's heartbeat. I can't even imagine a newborn being placed in this area that they and not now they don't even hear the mother's voice. They don't hear no voices, just a sterile room. I often wonder, how does that affect
It's gonna affect, because let me tell you a personal experience of my own, and I never put until 2 year old like in different room. Always their crib was beside my bed, and as soon my baby wakes up, there is instinct of mother instinct, you know, like where have you ever noticed like the baby just wake up and it's just moving and you are in deep sleeping and right away you're gonna wake up and you look at the baby and the baby's just like and kicking his feet or moving, you know, like that's
We have less than about 30 seconds because I'm going to have to close the program.
So I believe every mother, go ahead. Okay.
Yeah. You've been on the air. American health crisis, spanking children can cause mental illness. Your host, along with Dr. Adol, who's a pediatrician, and I'm talking on this issue of how, about disciplining children, what works and what doesn't work. We'll be on the air next Monday with another hot topic, same time, 8 p.m. All you have to do is call in 858-769-4936. If you want to talk, you can. If you just want to listen, you can do that also. So we'll see you again or hear from you again next Monday. Thank you.
Thank you.